love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's me again, the guy you committed your life to. Still trying to show my love to you. Still trying to reconcile the relationship with you. Because I thought being obedient to Christ was something you valued. To my joy, I had another brief interaction with my Mormon friend in Utah. And it's remarkable to me. Because I've mentioned it before, I have two Mormon friends, one local, one in Utah, and they have shown me far more love in the last many months than anyone in the PCA. The problem is, what they do is very attractive, but it's not based on the foundation of obedience to Christ. Because they have who they think Jesus Christ is and who Jesus Christ is has some issues. The problem is they claim allegiance to not only the scripture, but also the Book of Mormon, Pearl of Great Price, and so forth, the stuff that was written by Joseph Smith. But you know, I can respect somebody like a Muslim, like a Hindu, like somebody else, because they have a particular doctrine, and when they follow it, that makes sense. I can respect that. When you have the doctrine of the Bible as your final authority, and you proclaim that, but don't live it, it's a real, real problem. And I would argue, I think quite easily, that that's far worse than what a Mormon does, a Muslim does, a Hindu does, or even an atheist. To claim Christ and ignore his command specifically to love is a problem. I don't want to go there. But I see it happening in front of me. It's unfortunate. I will give you the link to the email, well, the video I sent yesterday. I'm going to drop the picture because I'm going to drop the picture. Dorothy Jane, I love you. Unwaveringly, I love you. And I want you back.